So we've been seeing, well, a really intriguing cultural shift bubbling up. It involves young American men.
Okay.
A surprising number are gravitating towards Russian Orthodox churches. And it's often described as a search for something quite specific, absurd levels of manliness.
Absurd levels. That's quite a phrase.
It is. And the article we're looking at makes it clear, this isn't about stereotypical machismo. It's more like an intense, almost radical commitment to certain virtues.
Like what kind of virtues?
Things like unwavering moral integrity, spiritual discipline, sacrificial love, a level of devotion they seem to feel is, well, absurd or maybe just countercultural in today's society.
Interesting. So it's a specific kind of intensity thereafter.
Exactly. So today we're doing a deep dive. We're looking at an in-depth article from Christian Culture News. It's titled "The Rise of Young American Men in Russian Churches: A Journey Towards Absurd Levels of Manliness." And our mission really is to unpack the layers here. We want to explore the history, the specific appeal of Russian Orthodoxy, how this fits into broader societal shifts around masculinity, and naturally the personal stories of these men.
And the critiques, too, I imagine, and the
Yeah,
role of community.
definitely. We'll touch on the critiques and yes, absolutely the role of community.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into this fascinating trend and try to understand what's really driving it for them.
The real core of it seems to be that these men aren't just like switching denominations, they're actively looking for a redefined sense of masculinity.
Redefined how?
Well, think about it. In a world that often emphasizes, say, soft skills, they seem drawn to a spiritual framework that champions this almost counterintuitive mix: strength, discipline, community responsibility, but also humility, even sacrificial love. It's a surprising take, almost radical, you could say, on what manliness means today.
It sounds like they're searching for something that maybe they feel is missing in conventional society. In a time where we talk a lot about mental health, emotional well-being, is the article saying that this more maybe refined version of manliness that includes vulnerability and spiritual depth is actually what's rewarding for them?
That's exactly what the article suggests. While modern society does champion emotional openness, perhaps in a different way, many of these young men find that this traditional framework offers a more, let's say, robust path to integrating their emotional and spiritual lives.
Okay.
And the strong sense of community you find in these churches, that definitely helps them connect with others who are on the same path, reinforcing that search for purpose.
Right. So to really get why this tradition resonates, we probably need to look back a bit. What does the article say about the history, the roots of Orthodox Christianity in Russia, and how that shaped ideas about masculinity?
Oh, it's absolutely crucial. You have to understand, Orthodox Christianity in Russia isn't just old. It goes back to Prince Vladimir, 988 AD. It's basically been the foundation of the culture itself. Wow, okay.
So the church hasn't just influenced masculinity for over 1,000 years. It has essentially defined it. It provides this time-tested, quite structured template for male roles and virtues. And that seems profoundly appealing to these young men, especially if they perceive the modern world as chaotic.
You mentioned this idea of a nuanced masculinity earlier. How does the Orthodox tradition specifically blend the spiritual and the physical? What does manliness look like there beyond just, toughness?
The article describes it as a real intertwining of the spiritual and physical. The church's teachings emphasize things like strength, sacrifice, moral integrity. You look at figures like David, Peter, Paul. They exemplify a kind of manliness that's both strong and spiritually aware. Historically, manhood was tied to leadership in the family, in the community, and also being a protector of the faith. That's quite different from many Western views that might focus more on individualism, personal achievement.
Right, more community. Exactly. Orthodox views tend to stress communal responsibility, faith-based conduct. Men are encouraged to embody Christ-like traits, balancing strength with humility, authority with service. It just offers a very clear, established model.
So, drilling down a bit more, what is it specifically about Russian Orthodox churches, maybe compared to other denominations, that creates this unique appeal, this manly experience the article talks about? What's the secret sauce, so to speak?
It really seems to be a combination of things, a multifaceted appeal. You've got the community bonding, specific ritual practices, and teachings that just really connect with ideas of strength and duty.
Okay.
But the core attraction seems to be an environment that really emphasizes moral fortitude, a call to responsibility, both spiritual and social. It provides a framework that feels ancient, yet somehow very relevant to them now.
And the rituals themselves. Beyond the theology, things like the divine liturgy or observing Lent and Pascha, what role do they play? Is it the structure, the community feeling during those times?
Oh, the rituals are definitely a massive part of it. You know, unlike maybe some mainstream American religious experiences that might prioritize, say, individual expression or very modern interpretations, Russian Orthodox worship offers something much more structured, more historical.
Right.
And that appeals directly to young men who are maybe seeking discipline, a clear moral compass. The teachings also encourage embracing hardship as a way to grow, which lines up with traditional masculine virtues like perseverance.
So they're not just faith expressions, they're formative.
Exactly. And they're moments of deep camaraderie, too. They foster this sense of belonging that, let's face it, can often be missing in our more fragmented society today.
Okay, so connecting back to what we were saying about broader societal shifts, this structured environment, it becomes more than just a church service. It's almost like a sanctuary from a world that, at least for these men, feels maybe increasingly fleeting, commitment averse. Is that how the article frames it?
That's precisely the idea. It's presented as a space where these men can explore their identities, reinforcing traditional values they might feel are sidelined elsewhere. It offers an appealing alternative, maybe an escape, from what they perceive as the chaos of modern life. It gives a clear path, a sense of purpose.
It's really fascinating how this traditional appeal lands in today's world, because as the article points out, this trend isn't happening in a vacuum, right? It connects pretty deeply to broader cultural discussions, maybe even anxieties around masculinity. How does the article explain what some people are calling a masculinity crisis in American society?
Well, it points to significant shifts in American society that have led to this perception for some people. Young men are grappling with conflicting ideas about masculinity. Traditional norms are being questioned, redefined.
Yeah.
And that can create a kind of void for some individuals.
And you see things like the rise of feminism, the push for gender equality. These obviously necessitate a rethinking of gender roles, which for some young men might lead to feelings of being disconnected, maybe inadequate. They're trying to figure out their identity in a landscape that champions empowerment for all genders.
Right.
Plus, there's often more pressure now to show traits like emotional intelligence, vulnerability, which might feel really different from traditional ideas of stoicism and strength. So how does this push them towards these churches specifically?
Well, the consequence described is that some of these young American men actively seek out spaces that seem to honor more traditional ideals of masculinity. And for many of them, this search leads them to the kind of structures found within Russian Orthodox churches.
Because they offer that clearer definition.
Exactly. Churches that often emphasize more traditional gender roles, community values, and a more, well, defined concept of manhood. They seem drawn to the clarity and the sense of purpose that this structured masculinity appears to offer them.
The article really tries to bring this alive with personal stories, doesn't it? It talks about young men whose journeys reflect these struggles, maybe spiritual awakenings, significant changes. It seems many felt something was lacking in their previous faith experiences.
Yeah, those stories are quite powerful.
Like, there's John, a 24-year-old from California. Apparently, he tried various Christian denominations, looking for something deeper. After attending a Russian Orthodox service, he described feeling an unwavering sense of belonging. He said it was as if a hidden part of my soul was awakened, a sense of renewed purpose.
And then there's Alex. He grew up in a multi-religious home, and he was really captivated by the rituals, the traditions. He explained, the beauty of the liturgy and the profound sense of history drew me in. So for him, it wasn't just about faith in isolation, but also exploring identity, reclaiming aspects of manliness like tradition, strength, community.
Mm-hmm. And Michael, a veteran, he struggled with anxiety. Big existential questions after his service. He found the Russian Orthodox community, and specifically the concept of sacrificial love, was key for him. He reflected, this idea changed everything for me. It gave him structure, guidance, when things felt turbulent.
It's really compelling when you hear those personal accounts. It just reminds you that behind a trend, there are always these deeply individual journeys. It's a powerful testament to that human search for belonging, for meaning.
Yeah.
And the recurring theme seems to be this idea of manliness being redefined, blending strength with vulnerability, leadership with humility, tradition with personal growth. It's not a simple picture.
No, definitely not. Now, this whole notion, especially that phrase, absurd levels of manliness, it hasn't gone without criticism. The article does mention concerns from sociocultural analysts, some faith-based groups too. What are some of the main criticisms they raise?
Indeed, there are concerns. Critics argue that focusing too much on an extreme version of masculinity may be characterized by hypermasculine traits like dominance, aggression, stoicism, could potentially lead down paths towards harmful ideologies.
Okay.
One big critique focuses on the psychological side of things.
So the worry is that the pressure to conform to these very rigid ideals could contribute to mental health problems.
Yeah.
Like making men feel they have to be emotionally detached, always strong, which could paradoxically lead to isolation or vulnerability.
Exactly. That's a major concern raised.
Yeah.
And the potential ripple effect on families, on communities.
How so?
Well, it could potentially create distorted relationship dynamics where genuine connection gets stifled because everyone's trying to adhere strictly to these perhaps outdated or even harmful masculine stereotypes.
Right.
However, the article then pivots. It explores why, despite these potential issues, these communities are still drawing people in. And it comes back to something we touched on, the vital role of community itself. Brotherhood, support systems.
That makes a lot of sense. You really can't overstate how important community is in shaping identity, especially for young people, young men, navigating these big spiritual questions. So how do Russian Orthodox churches specifically foster these support networks, the ones that seem to provide such a strong sense of belonging and purpose?
Well, a core part of the Russian Orthodox faith is this concept of sobornost, which involves spiritual community, brotherhood. It encourages fellowship. So young men find camaraderie through shared experiences, collective worship. It reinforces this idea that they're part of something larger than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that sense of belonging is crucial, especially, as we said, in a society where isolation can be pretty common. It seems to create an environment where they feel they can express vulnerabilities, receive encouragement, but within a defined, supportive framework.
And are communal activities a big part of that? Things like, I don't know, volunteering together, retreats, social events. Do those help strengthen bonds, foster deeper relationships?
Yes, the article definitely highlights those activities as essential. Through them, they learn teamwork, cooperation, which solidifies those deeper connections.
And what about the emphasis on male leadership? Opportunities for responsibility, service, does that also appeal to this idea of manliness they're seeking, maybe translating into mentorship?
That seems to be a significant draw, yes. The emphasis on male leadership roles means young men are often given opportunities for responsibility and service within the church community. And this can translate into structured mentorship, which seems highly appealing for those looking for clear guidance and role models.
So when the article compares Russian Orthodox churches to other religious institutions in the U.S., how does their particular appeal for men stand out? What's the contrast?
Well, many other denominations in the U.S. might perhaps prioritize things like egalitarianism more explicitly or different modes of emotional expression, whereas the Russian Orthodox tradition often emphasizes a certain archetype of manliness, one that's rooted in these specific historical and spiritual contexts we've discussed. And that distinction seems to be key to its appeal for this specific group of young men.
So in Russian Orthodox churches, masculinity is often framed through this lens of, say, spiritual leadership, moral fortitude. There's a high value placed on men taking roles of responsibility in the church, in their families. And this expectation, combined with the elaborate rituals, the ceremony, it seems to provide a sense of purpose, an identity that might contrast sharply with other, maybe less structured, portrayals of male roles elsewhere.
And for many of these young men, this clear articulation of masculinity is apparently seen as empowering, not limiting, which likely contributes to the growing interest. They perceive it as a path, a journey that cultivates strength, resilience, and maybe an authentic connection to a cultural or spiritual heritage.
So wrapping this up a bit, what does this all mean? This deep dive has definitely revealed a really complex interplay, hasn't it? Between faith, masculinity, and this ongoing search for identity in a world that feels like it's changing very rapidly.
Absolutely. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this trend really signifies a broader cultural conversation, or maybe a tension, about what it means to be a man today, how individuals navigate a world that often feels fragmented, uncertain.
Yeah.
These young men are actively seeking, it seems, structured frameworks, traditional values. It's not just about changing their religious affiliation. It appears to be a deeper yearning for purpose, for community, and for a defined sense of self, especially as those societal norms around masculinity continue to shift and evolve.
Okay, so here's a final thought maybe for you, the listener, to consider, building on what we've discussed and what the source material suggests. How might this quest for a more, let's say, defined or traditional form of masculinity, How might that influence not just the individual spiritual journeys we've heard about, but also the broader cultural landscape and the future evolution of faith communities themselves? Could it perhaps even lead towards a more holistic understanding of manhood eventually, one that manages to balance tradition with modern challenges, with social engagement? Something to think about.